Yesterday I was talking about China's vision of the world, and Monday I talked about this whole blame shifting paradigm. And you remember that quote from Rocky Balboa, the 2006 movie, about not pointing fingers at other people, saying you're not where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. Remember that quote. And I hear a lot of that coming out of China. I hear a lot of that coming from the Chinese Communist Party these days. And I didn't get it from Hu Jintao. I didn't hear it from Deng Xiaoping, I don't think. But this is coming out of the Xi Jinping administration. China's convinced that they've got to conquer the world, and that the world is trying to stop China from getting big, because China has the goal of getting big, because getting big will save the whole world by destroying every other government except for China's Communist Party. And that everyone will be so happy, and we'll all sing songs, and there will be rainbows painted with paint cans on all the buildings, because we'll all be so happy. And that's their dream. That's their vision. You know, in a lot of ways, you look at North Korea, and they've got their view of wonderful. Have you ever seen the North Korea documentaries? What happens in North Korea and what they think is good and wonderful? And it's like, what? You know, this is one guy. What was it? The Vibe? The Vibra? What was it? Did this guy went in from some, I don't know, he went in and did this documentary thing in North Korea. And he said it was like traveling back in time to the 1950s. It's like everything, you know, the technology, the thinking, everything was like, it was like I was back 50 years. It's like back in the 1950s. It's like everything was so old and antiquated, and in the abilities that they had and the things that they thought. And there were other things. It wasn't just time travel, but it felt like in a lot of ways, like they were so far behind the times. They have their view of what's wonderful. They think this or that or the other thing is good and wonderful. And it's almost as if China has their view of what they think is wonderful, and they haven't seen the stuff that the rest of us have seen and done. They've got their idea. They've only seen our stuff enough to copy it. They've never invented it. You see the Chinese singers singing all these songs? They're copied. A lot of Chinese singers, they're copying blues. They're copying gospel. They're copying jazz. They're copying great performances, but they're not coming up with any that we want to even watch. They're not inventing anything. And they've got their view of, they think they're great and wonderful because they can copy something that they didn't invent. And they really think it's wonderful. And that goes back to Confucianism. See, we invented those things in their view so that they could steal them and use them. And it's not stealing. We stole them because we invented it, didn't give it to them right away. So we're the thieves. Because they deserve it, because that will bring peace on earth. And that's what their history is, and that's what they believe. And they've got this vision that includes this wonderful world, but does not include what we have seen, what we have known. And we're not impressed with their vision for us. We've seen better. We think that there's a better world we could have than the world China wants to give us. And they think that that's just a mean thing for me to say. They don't get it that if they showed us the world that they would have, the world that they believe is wonderful, if they gave us the big advertisement to say, we want to change everything into this, we want everything to look like this, we want everything to be good like this, if you let us control you, it'll be like this. And they show it to us and we watch it, we won't want it. We'll think it's boring. And they don't know that. And they'd think that all of us are crazy. Just how many failed people on TV think that their audiences are the ones with the problem. China would blame the world and say, you're all wrong, bad people, because you don't want this good thing that we want. They're the only ones that want it. And they don't know how boring it comes across to the rest of us. They really don't know. Because we have seen things they have not. And we know what it's like to make things that other people copy. They don't know that. Now, there might be Chinese characters, but that's it. And a mild niche fascination with older East Asian cultures, which includes Japan and Korea. But they don't know much beyond that. The most we ever copy Chinese culture is from the writings and some of the dress and costumes from long, long, long ago. Not what they're doing today, but they're thinking the Confucianism, do what I say because I said, and do not know why. You must not know the reason why, only because I said that's the reason. This is good and wonderful. We don't want that. And they don't get it. Now, in defending that, I hear a lot of, you know, China deserves to be controlling the world because that would make the world wonderful. And I hear China blaming the world for not being able to control the world. And the world is bad. And I hear a lot of that. I don't hear China being willing to get hit. I hear them saying how hard they can hit instead of talking about how hard they can get hit and keep moving. China is not a country that stands up. They're not a country that stands back up and, yeah, we can stand back up. They just get mad at the other person for saying, you want to keep me down. And that's not the grand wonder of the first Rocky movie. It's something they don't understand. Now, I'm going to talk about something else here. As I was looking at this, trying to get a decent Chinese quote for this scene from Rocky, I was trying to get a decent Chinese translation. I couldn't find one. When I found the Chinese subtitles for this little tiny clip, it wasn't what Rocky was saying. It wasn't their real conversation. It was a whole bunch of other stuff. Yeah. When our American movies go over to China, they change the words. You know the poem, The Road Not Taken, Robert Frost, I Took the Road Less Traveled By, and that made all the difference? The Chinese translation, I believe even in Taiwan, is not I Took the Road Less Traveled. It's I Took the Beautiful Road. And that takes the whole point and beauty out of the poem. The poem is to be different. But that goes against their conformist Confucianism from thousands of years ago. And there's no way that they would ever take something that goes against their desire for utter control within the family, within the classroom, within the government, within the world. There is no way that they would ever take what they believe is their birthright to control others and allow some other idea to come through a translation in art or a movie. You have a movie that talks about freedom. I'd almost promise you, you get movies like Braveheart going into China. You are not going to see the Chinese talking about freedom. Maybe justice, but they're going to mess with the words enough so that the meat no longer lands, or else they'll censor it, or they want it to be popular, or when Mel Gibson shouts freedom at the end of the movie, they'll have redefined what freedom is all about with subtle translation differences, or they'll just cut that part of the movie out. They do this. You think about it. In the Bible translations, there's a lot of problems. In fact, even recently, some of the church songs were going into China. There were old church songs that were talking about, loving God and loving Jesus, and the words of the songs have been changed to loving the church and loving the government. And that's what the church songs are being changed into. And as I always say, the Chinese don't understand that the whole reason people like, for example, that song in the first place is because loving Jesus makes people into better people. And if they can't sing about their love for Jesus in that situation for those particular people, it's not everybody, but for those particular people, if they can't sing about loving Jesus, it will not make them into better people. It will make them into hateful people. And so by changing those words, China's government has taken away the ability for those to be good people because they become good people by singing about how much they love Jesus. That's those people. But they don't want anything that's not Confucianism. They think that Confucianism is to fit all people. And if that's not you, then you're mentally ill. And the solution is to reprogram you until your heart breaks or until you go crazy and die or they kill you first if they don't get there.